Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Idiyos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Daled and Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher to find your Zivik HaGon, Bikarav Mamish. And we have more machlokes in between Rav Daisa and the Chamim. First machlokes in regarding Tomei Tara of Kalim. We know that number one, a kli can't become Tomei unless it's actually considered a kli, which means it has to have a toich, it has to have an inside, something that's totally flat can't become Tomei. And number two, which is the main thing over here that they're arguing about, which has to do with Tomas Midras, and we've already mentioned this a few times before in the Masechta, that when a Zav or Nida leans their body weight on something that's meant to be leaned on, since Tomei Tumas Midras, for example, a bed or a chair. And so the Mishnah tells us, Kol Chatzolos Tmei as Tmei Meis, Devi Rav Daisa. Rav Daisa says that all Chatzolos, which are reed mats, they could become Tomei Tumas Meis because they're considered a Kli due to the fact that they have a raised rim around them, but they cannot become Tomei Tumas Midras because they're not meant to sit on. Whereas Vachamar and Vachamar say Midras, they could also become Tomei Tumas Midras because they are meant to sit on. Another machlokes regarding Tomei Tara, this has to do with certain types of material that could be Mekabel Toma. The Pasuk, when it lists what could be Mekabel Toma, it mentions wood and leather and something called sack, which is a type of material that's woven. So now the Mishnah tells us, Kol HaKliyos Tahirais. All things that are made out of braided thread are Tahar, Chos Mishal Galgiloin, except for this thing called Galgiloin, which is basically a braided belt, and that's because it's actually meant for wearing, so that's why it could be Mekabel Toma. Devar Abdaisa, that's what Abdaisa says, and the reason why he's makel with braided things is because it's not like sack. Sack is woven, and braided things are not woven. Where the Chum and the Chum argue, Kulum Tameis, that all braided things could become Tameh, because braided and woven are the same thing. Chutz Mishal Tzamarim, except for what these wool makers do, which is basically take some thread, weave it into a rope, and then tie the big pieces of wool together with the rope, so that rope itself is not considered like a regular piece of material, and therefore is not Mekabel Toma. Moving on to Mishnah, continue to discuss things that might be Mekabel Toma. Hakela, which is a slingshot, slightly different than the slingshot that we have, but a slingshot nonetheless, Shabes Kibel Shala Arug, that it's base Kibel, which is the place where you put the stone, that's basically the pouch. So if it's woven to Meya, it could be Mekabel Toma, because that's cloth that could be Mekabel Toma, whereas Bishel Ar, if it's made out of leather, Rav Daisa ben Hyrcanus Matar, Rav Daisa ben Hyrcanus says that it's Tahar, meaning it can't be Mekabel Toma, because in order for a piece of leather to be Mekabel Toma, it has to be 5x5 Tfachim, and this pouch of the slingshot is definitely not 5x5 Tfachim, and also it's not considered a Kli at all, it's just a piece of leather, it's not formed into a Kli, therefore it can't be Mekabel Toma, whereas Acham Metamin, the Chum say it could be Mekabel Toma, because they hold that it is considered a Kli. You put the stone in it to shoot it out of the slingshot, that makes it into a Kli. More about the slingshot, in Shitas Chachamim, Nifsak Beis Etzba Shela Tahira. If the finger hole is broken, now it can't be Mekabel Toma. The finger hole is basically the part of the string that is slipped over the finger to attach the slingshot to one hand. If that breaks, so it can't be Mekabel Toma anymore, because you can't use the slingshot. You gotta be able to slip it over your finger to hold it in place. However, Beis Abakiyah Shela, if the handle breaks, Tameya, it still could be Mekabel Toma according to Chachamim. The handle is referring to the end of the second string, which is attached to the slingshot. It's actually not slipped over the finger. It's held by the person that wants to use it. And if that handle breaks, it's still can be Mekabel Toma because you could still use it. You could just hold on to the string. Okay, you don't have a fancy schmancy handle to hold on to. No problem. The slingshot is still usable, and therefore it still could be Mekabel Toma. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Vav and Zayin with more Machlokes and Rav Daisa and the Chamim. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.